Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins me every Thursday at this time to preview the great stories that are in the newspaper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. A little bit chilly outside. Feels really different. Feels nice.
I agree. I'll take it. It's okay. It's as long as it's temporary, it's okay. The Land Development Code, after a long process of debate and discussion and yelling and wailing and gnashing of teeth, has been ratified, and it included the changes in the distance to bars that Colton Wright wanted, right?
Yes. There was very little opposition to it. In fact, there was no one that spoke against it at the meeting, which is something that Colton Wright was advocating for. It has been a real problem for people who want to relocate. One of the issues was that the American Legion is needing to relocate from their current location, but they had to be within or farther than 2,500 feet from a school or a church. And one of the things that Commissioner Wright was saying is that, you know, when you only have one road, in effect, that is commercial in the South End, which is Highway 98, you really can't have a limitation like that because there's nothing else. Everywhere you look, there's a church or a school. And they had tried to move at one point, and they were just a few feet short of the 2,500-foot buffer. So they have now eliminated that. Now, you cannot be adjacent. Business that serves alcohol cannot be adjacent to a school or a church. However, there is no 2,500-foot buffer any longer. So that is something that we are looking at. Now, of course, that does not mean there would be any strip clubs. There is a county a county regulation that
right.
There's no strip clubs. Don't worry about that. But it could mean that we would have more investments in the area, such as a bowling alley, or it could be that there's a brew pub or something like that.
Right.
That could come to the area. So that is a change, but it won't take effect until January the 1st of 2024.
Yeah, that was some discussion, too, because some folks wanted it to take effect now, and the compromise was, look, January 1st is a reasonable compromise between the developers wanting to delay it as long as possible and the advocates for restrictions or of other sorts beside that part wanting it to go into effect now. We've also got a story about more pickleball courts? Really? More?
Well, there haven't really been any more added. So therefore, this is really the first they've just kind of gone around and around with this. But the Parks Board has recommended that they get 4 new pickleball courts and resurface all of the 10 existing tennis courts at Shoreline Park North. So that is something that they're going to recommend to the council. The council will bring it up at the next meeting. But yeah, we don't really have any. And one of the things that they were talking about was, there's some inside. Inside the rec center or the community center, but they had also talked about converting 2 of the tennis courts over at High Point into pickleball courts, but they're just going to resurface those and leave them as is. So anyway, the pickleball is that brings out a crowd. People really want to talk about pickleball.
Right.
There's just not enough. The demand is outstripping the supply. So yeah, people love pickleball, and I've played pickleball, and it is really fun.
And the ongoing, Hatfield and McCoy relationship that pickleballers and tennis players have is also kind of an interesting one to watch. You guys have a story about a fire tax assessment that might change?
Yeah. Well, that's a proposal, and they did talk about it at the legislative delegation that was down at St. Sylvester's Church on October the 24th. They had Senator Doug Broxson, Representative Alex Andrade, and Representative Dr. Joel Redman there. And they talked about a lot of things, and one of them was changing the way that fire taxes are assessed, changing it from ad valorem, which goes on the value of your home, mm-hmm. to square footage. So that's something that they're looking at. And, of course, they said there's a big discrepancy between the way some people are charged for fire tax between the north end and the south end, and so they're hoping to level that out.
Yeah, it's I just don't think it should be based on value or based on square footage. It should just be per home, you know. But I have my own thoughts about how we don't do these things in a just way. But that's an interesting change they're proposing. The Blue Angels show is here. Foo Foo Fest. You got Splash. Who won the Beach Bowl Cup?
Well, it was a heartbreaker, let me tell you. That both teams played their heart out. It was a 49-48 game in overtime with the Raiders coming out on top. So it was a well-played game. Both teams so evenly matched.
Navarre beat Gulf Breeze 49-48. Holy smokes. That's a crazy high school
game.
It
was a great, exciting game. I just couldn't turn it off. It was so exciting.
I bet. Wow.
And our sports editor, Jason Thompson,
who does great
work, broadcasts the game, and he does an awesome job. He really could be up there with anybody on the NFL network or anything. He's great. He really keeps you informed, and he just is so excited and makes us all, you know, just feel like we're part of the game.
No, that's fantastic. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, which has Splash inside as well today. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed about our hometown. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'll see you in the breeze.